You're listening to LVB Podcast Show with your friend, advocate, and host, Alvaro.
Hello and welcome to LVB Show. My name is Alvaro and I'm very happy to be with you tonight. Tonight we start a new series of episodes. We're going to talk about where blind and visually impaired people live all around the world. And we're going to get a sense of how is life there for our listeners who are thinking of moving somewhere else. So now we have a lady in her 20s. Her name is Tiffany Anderson. She comes from North Carolina. So Tiffany, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And first question I have is, in North Carolina, where exactly do you live?
A little town called Clayton.
Interesting. What can you tell us about that little town?
It's boring. there is no transportation, but it's pretty.
Ah, that's something.
Yeah.
When you say there is no transportation, can you elaborate a little bit more on that one?
Well, let's see.
I mean, how do you get around?
I walk, but really there's nowhere to walk to except maybe a grocery store down the street. So it's pretty like a rural town.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's no buses unless you go to Raleigh, which is the capital.
Oh, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's true. So my first question is, okay, what are you doing there? What's the future like there for you?
Oh, there is none. But I am planning to go, you know, to Raleigh where there's transportation, get a job, an apartment, all that good stuff.
Ah, okay. So for our listeners, you are thinking about moving to a more accessible area, right?
Yes.
How small in terms of inhabitants is that town?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. It's pretty small. I don't know.
It's pretty small. Okay, with that.
Yeah.
So tell us about your visual impairment. What is it?
Well, they're not really sure, but they think it's called LCA, which is Leber's congenital amaurosis. I was born with it, and recently it's gotten worse. So I'm pretty blinder than I was.
How much do you see now?
I don't know the acuity, but I do know that I have a lot of blind spots and tunnel vision and visual snow and floaters. It's annoying.
Do you use guide dog, cane?
My trusty cane.
Trusty cane. Cool. Yeah, we have to trust them for sure.
Yeah, have to.
Do you put a name to your cane?
I keep changing it. His name is sometimes Kane or... I don't know, Bob.
Okay, that's familiar. Well, my game for listeners, as you know, is Mr. Magoo, and it stays Mr. Magoo. How time flies, right? I mean, I remember when I bought Mr. Magoo, it was, oh my God, it was 2010.
Whoa, that's when I graduated.
Really? That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's getting old.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a wonderful cane, I have to say, for listeners. I bought it at the Lighthouse International in New York City. And best buy ever with, tight with my iPhone, for sure. probably you're not going to be able to know this, but I have to ask for our listeners.
Okay.
Do you know how health care in services in general are in your area for people like you, visually impaired?
Services in North Carolina or just anywhere?
in your particular area that you have access to, you could have access to?
We have something called DSB, Division Services for the Blind. They help with college or a job. But it's according to what county you live in. If you live in a rural county like me, there's certain things you can and can't get.
Do you have any experience in another area in the United States, or this is all you know?
I think so. There's other places in Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Now, we're talking about the lack of good public transportation. You would be able to get a taxi if you wanted to?
There is a taxi place, but it's $30 or $35 to charge just to pick you up.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's not.
It wouldn't work.
No, I'm broke.
If you weren't. It's a lot of money, yeah. In terms of buses or trains, how is the situation?
In my town, there are no buses, but there is a thing called JCATS, which is kind of like public transit, but it's not very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not very accessible.
Wow. I think our listeners are saying no to that town right now.
Yeah, don't come here.
Oh, well, don't say it that way, but...
Oh, wait.
I mean, you can visit, but...
Yeah, you can visit. There's some nice stuff here.
Moving. How is the response of people with you? How does people in your town treat someone with a visual impairment?
Well, when they see me walking with my cane, they don't know what to do. Like, they kind of, I guess, from what people tell me, they kind of stare and they don't know how to act. Which I'm like, okay, just say hi, treat me like a normal person. It's just a cane. It's okay.
Do you think, Tiffany, this happens everywhere, not only in the United States, but in most countries, in little towns, that people just don't get it much?
Yeah. I mean, some people just don't know, and I think they should be a little more educated, and I think it's kind of like our job to kind of help out.
Yes, it is. I think it's one of the biggest issues that we face today, even in big cities for our listeners in places like New York, where you have people more educated, but still, you have to do a lot of education, a lot of awareness, and that's even bigger for little towns. Tell us a little bit about, oh, it seems like Siri wants to join the conversation. I'm sorry for listeners. I mean, my iPhone is unbelievable, but it's a little bit crazy. So, and talks in Spanish, as everybody knows. So. Go to sleep, Siri. I hope. So I was talking about, well, I was going to talk about a mobile phone, so Siri was jealous, I guess. What kind of mobile device do you have?
I have an iPhone 4S.
Good for you, Tiffany.
Yes.
For our listeners, I say good for her because the iPhone is unbelievable, and I know if you have it, you say yes. I'm not saying that Android is not good. Android is pretty good too. But in accessibility, still Apple is the king. So what
yes.
Say? So Tiffany, what do you use your iPhone for? What kind of things do you do with it?
I use for multiple things. Calling, texting, of course. I have a lot of apps that help me out with things. Like I have a money reader, which that's helpful. And Color ID and TapTapC.
Oh, okay. Tell us about the money reader. What kind of money reader app do you prefer? Because there are a few now.
It's called LookTel Money Reader. Oh, it's yeah. Not free, but...
I have it too, but I have good news, Tiffany. There is an app that is free. It's called iNote. It also recognizes in real time US dollars. So for our listeners, no picture taken. You just put it in front of the iPhone camera and it's going to tell you how loud, what is the amount. But look, Telmoni Reader, I bought it too. So I have both. What can I say?
Can't have too many money apps.
No, you're right. You're right. You never know. You know, you may get out of business or whatever it may be, and you have to be ready. So it's important to have more than one. For listeners, tell us, for mobility purposes or maybe for food, do you use any application on the phone?
No. I can't figure out how those things work.
So no GPS applications?
I mean, there is one on there, but I haven't figured out how to use it yet.
What's the name of that one?
It's the, what is it? It's the one that comes on the phone, the maps. Oh. And you can set it to walking.
Right. Something that I'm going to say that may help you and may help our listeners is when you're going to move somewhere, there are now in many countries, and obviously in the United States are also, applications that look at accessible places in a local base. Now, you're going to say, yeah, but I'm in a little town. Okay, fair enough. Maybe it's not going to apply. Or maybe it will. But it's important for you and for our listeners to always have that in your mind. Look for local applications that can help you in your daily life, whether it's with mobility, ordering food at a local level, or maybe being able to buy any kind of product from your phone, emergency numbers, you name it. It's important to do that and go for Google and say, North Carolina, accessible places. And you may find an application that covers that area. And you're going to be able to open the application and look restaurants and things like that accessible for you. There are many applications in the U.S. that I know that. Now, will it work in your area? I don't know. But there is an application called Able Road, A-B-L-E-R-O-A-D, Able Road, and that is a free application, and in general, it seems to have a directory of accessible places in the U.S. Look it up, and for listeners too, because it's for iPhone and Android too. And those kind of things can really help us, you know, when we are in a place that we don't know and we feel a little bit either just frustrated because we want to go for Chinese or Japanese or whatever, nowhere to go. Is there going to be good light? Is going to be a small or big bathroom, so on and so forth. So I think these are things that we have to go in touch with. We have to be in touch with all the power that technology offers us. And Tiffany, the iPhone, you know, in Android too, has the beauty of giving us those things. I'm going to give you an example. I was lost in New York. Well, it was many times I was lost, but one of the times it was 8 p.m.
Uh-oh.
And so I take out my iPhone 4S at the time. Now we have the 6 Plus. But you know, the 4S is the best-selling iPhone in history because it's wonderful. So anyways, I take it off and I say to Siri, where am I? And Siri told me the intersection of the streets. And it was very accurate. So I encourage people to use Siri as a GPS to know where you are located at the time. And it's very, very good in many, many places in this planet. And if it works in Colombia, where I am right now, I think it's going to work in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, it works.
So that's another tip that I give to you and our listeners. Another tip that I give, and hopefully it will help you or someone listening right now, is to have Facebook on your phone and find one of those applications that are free, where you are able to share your location with friends. You can Google that to find many applications that do that for free. So they are not going to freak out, you know? You are out and about and, you know, nobody finds you and you say, oh my God, where am I? That kind of application is going to give them a sound or a beep or something is going to tell them, where are you at the time? It's very important also to set up Find My iPhone on your iPhone. So if, you know, God forbid it gets lost, your iPhone.
Oh, no.
I know. You are able to find it using a computer. So please go and check Find My iPhone. It's very important to have that application set up on your phone. It's super easy and it's totally accessible with the screen reader of the iPhone, the voiceover. Now, I would like to know, when it comes to safety in your area, especially for a woman, how is it? Can you, you know, walk and just have a good time at 10 p.m. at night, or you have to freak out at 7 p.m.? How?
Well, you know, I don't know, because I never go out past 10. But if I'm with people, yeah, I feel pretty safe. But by myself, I'm not sure. I don't feel safe anyway, because I can't really see in the dark, because I'm completely blind then. So I don't feel safe anyway.
But you would say that in general, your town is kind of safe in...
Yeah, it's pretty safe here.
Okay. Something that is interesting to me is, for you, and it's funny, I'm asking questions that I don't have here. I'm making them up here because it's kind of follow-ups after what you say, so it's more interesting to me to learn that way, I know, for our listeners. It is, what is important for you in a place that you are going to move to, in order to say, okay, this is going to be a place I would like to live in? What kind of conditions are you looking for as a visually impaired young person?
Safety is one. Accessible places to walk in, like sidewalks or just places to walk and stuff to do.
It's important to have friends in that place.
Right, yeah, friends too, yeah.
How is the weather in your area normally during the year? Is a good kind of weather all year, or are you going to tell them, well, the winters are tough? How is it?
Well, we have four seasons, of course. Winter, it depends, because sometimes it can be really cold, but other times, one day you'll have like a 70-degree weather. It's crazy. But usually the lowest we had was zero, but that was just this year.
So it's okay.
Yeah, it's pretty mild here.
Now let's talk about money, because...
Yay!
Well, not so easy. Well, well, I wanted to say budget.
Oh. Yeah,
well, money, anyways. So for us, obviously, for anybody, but for us, even more, some people think because we're visually impaired, we may be rich, but we're not.
No.
For our listeners. So what kind of a budget do you need for a week there? Or if that is a hard question for you, we can simplify it and just tell me how much is a breakfast, a meal that people understand easily, and internet connection for your mobile device or your laptop a month, what kind of money are we talking about, so people get a sense of the cost of living there?
Well, for me, I don't eat too much, but I guess if you go out to breakfast, it should be about $20. Depends on what you get, but that's my estimate.
$20 for a breakfast?
IHOP.
Breakfast for eight?
For eight.
People or for one people?
Oh, just for one.
But you mean eating 20 eggs?
No, like a pancake and, well, three pancakes and sausage and whatever you drink. Bacon.
Is this real?
It's an estimate.
Yeah, but that is a powerful one because for our listeners, I would have breakfast in New York and I had it only 3 months ago and it would be about, I don't know, 9, 11, 12 max in Manhattan. We're talking about North Carolina.
I might be thinking of two people because me and my sister go out a lot and it's usually $20.
Okay, yeah, I was getting... city now.
I suck at math, by the way, so sorry.
No, it's okay. Any other things that you know the cost of? Clothing, movies, internet, whatever it may be?
I'm not sure how much internet is because it depends on what your company is.
Right.
Clothes. Depends on where you go. If you go to a place, Target, I think jeans or something is $17. Expensive, yeah. I'm not quite sure. Usually t-shirts or whatever is like $5, $10. Depends on where you go, again.
A bottle of water.
$1.29?
What I can say for listeners is that is not cheap, though.
No.
I'm going to find guests who have more attractive prices in their cities. I'm telling you, I mean, in New York, I can find a bottle of water for 50 cents. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah, of course, in Brooklyn.
Huh.
Boy, you learn when you live for 3 months in a place and you need to have a cheap budget. So you need a lot to... I know a lot of exploration to find things. Yeah. Okay. What would be your advice for someone who is looking to relocate anywhere? It can be in the United States. It can be anywhere in this planet Earth. What would be recommendations you would give them, Tiffany?
Follow your dreams is one, but find a place where you feel like you can be happy and comfortable. Make sure you save before you relocate, especially if you're trying to get an apartment.
That makes me ask you a follow-up. Would you recommend visiting the area for some time before moving in? And I say that because many people get excited and they say, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. The only problem is they have no idea how the place is in terms of accessibility, transportation, how far or how close are department stores, grocery shops and everything. Do you think it's important to analyze the area before you jump in and do it all there?
Oh, yeah. Maybe work on a route when, like, you're visiting, let's say you are looking at an apartment. Visit there. Maybe walk around. See if there's a store nearby, like you said. And maybe plan routes, and if it doesn't work for you, that's not the place for you.
Do you think that it's important to look at the level of studies and opportunities that you may have for that? For instance, how has been your education, your studies until now?
I was in college, but I stopped going. Long story.
Happy with that decision?
Yeah. I wish, honestly, that schools were a little more accessible, especially community colleges, but I'm pretty happy with what I decided.
That's the most important thing in life, Tiffany. So, you're good.
Yay.
For our listeners, it's important to be in a place where you have many options of different colleges or maybe technical schools. Is that important, or you think that people shouldn't be limited to that and they may be open to think, you know what, I'm going to be working. Maybe I'm going to work in a gas station, whatever it may be. So not necessarily have to be close to a college or campus in order to move there.
Yeah, just, I mean, if you're planning on going to college in the future or the far future, then yeah, move to a place with colleges nearby. But if you're like, oh no, I don't want to go to college, I want to just go to work, just, I guess, move to a place with lots of job opportunities that you're interested in or passionate about.
For that, you would recommend Google, I guess, to try in what areas are better, right? Because you don't want to end up in a place where you have no options and you have created in your mind that that is going to be your life. And then, oops, nothing.
Oops.
You know, when it comes to take this step and saying I'm moving, let's say, from the Netherlands to California, you know, something huge like that. Something else comes to mind, and is, it depends on the person, I know, but do you feel it's important to have family close to you?
Yeah, family or friends, because for one thing, just in case you need help with something, or yeah, pretty much if you need help or you feel like lost or anxious about moving, that we can have someone close by to call, make sure you're okay.
Right now, you live alone?
Me? No, I live with my sister and mom and dog.
You feel very independent or just so-so?
Just so-so. I think I could do more, but right now I'm just trying to be more independent.
If you could choose any place to move to, tell me where and why.
New York. And because this, it seems like there's more opportunities over there. And I always wanted to go there.
Many opportunities in New York for our listeners, Tiffany. Big city, powerful city. And it can be overwhelming. I will not say no, because it can be. But once you go over that, it's a city that has a lot to offer. And I know that very well myself. So, Tiffany, I think it has been an interesting conversation. It's the first episode of, I hope we're going to cover all continents, and I'm very excited about this. I hope it's going to help people make this very important decision of moving to a different place. Can you tell us, how can people contact you if they want more information about your town? Or maybe not about your town, but maybe about where you are planning to go in Raleigh, North Carolina, the capital.
I'm on Facebook. And Twitter. My Facebook name is facebook.com/TiffanyCorin. I should probably spell that. TiffanyKorin. And my Twitter is @TiffanyCorin. Spelled the same way.
Tiffany, it's been a pleasure to have you on LVB Show. And I really thank you for having been so open about discussing what it's like to live where you are in North Carolina.
Ooh, thank you for letting me do this. This was awesome.
It was awesome indeed, Tiffany. And for our listeners, remember, you can email me if you want to be on the show. And please go to your email and email me. lowvisionbureau@gmail.com. and you'll be able to tell me your story of where you live anywhere in the world. If you speak Spanish and you want the interview to be in Spanish, reach me out too. We do Spanish too. And something else that I want to tell you is what I always say to people. No matter what is going on in your life, remember to smile, because that is the best medicine there is. And finally, thank you so much to all the people that listen to the show every single week. It's been many years now. We're going for the fifth year now. The audience has grown. All continents now are listening to the show, and I'm very pleased with that. And I'm very thankful also to the organizations in the United States and overseas that listens to the show as well, especially the Foundation Finding Blindness being one of the biggest ones. Thank you so much for listening to the show. This is Alvaro saying goodnight.